Today is the fifth week of our series on harvest as part of our six-week harvest stewardship campaign. And for those of you that have been tuning in series, both in person and online for the last five weeks, my hope and my prayer that we are really beginning to understand more and more about the biblical principle of giving and generosity. And it's my hope and my prayer that this whole principles that we're receiving from God's word will be able to be applied as a spiritual discipline in our day-to-day lives. Today we're talking about a very important topic. We cannot discuss actually the theme of or the topic of generosity without talking about the practice of tithing. And perhaps in my almost two and a half years here, this probably will be my first sermon actually that I'm preaching about tithing. I don't normally preach this, this important principle, but I think it's important for us to talk about the tithing because there are a lot of confusion about this. What exactly this came from? What is our understanding about this? Why it became a discipline? Why Christians are practicing this? Or is this something that is a model from the Old Testament? And since we are already a New Testament people, the law no longer applies because Jesus became the law in the New Testament. So how does this resonate to us as followers of Christ? So I think it's important for us to invite, invite ourselves to be part of this conversation about tithing and what is really the biblical meaning of this and how this really benefits us. Let's pray. Thank you again, O God, for this beautiful body of Christ that are here today. As you intersect our lives together, help us to understand more about the meaning of tithing as a way and a practice of discipline in our lives and what benefits we may be able to receive as we do this from our hearts. It is in your name we pray. Amen. Let me begin by saying when we talk about the theme of tithing that tithing is all about what's in our hearts. Can we hear amen, church? Amen. It's on what is our hearts. I remember when I was growing up, I learned about the story about the widow's mite who gave everything. And you're going to hear more about this next Sunday. But that widow's mite really penetrated in my own memory at the young age. That this woman gave all of herself, not just a portion of herself, but he gave all of herself to Jesus, to the temple. And that's what Jesus noticed from her. She gave everything from what's in her heart. So I want to make that clear for us that when we talk about tithing, it's all about what's in our hearts and what our relationship with God. Tithing came from a Hebrew word. It's a Hebrew word which means one-tenth. It's one-tenth actually of anything. In the Old Testament, a tithe was more than just one-tenth of your money to God. For example, if you have 10 cows in the Bible, you have to give what? One of that cow to God. That one cow given to God was your tithe. In an agricultural economy, that pretty makes sense. And if you have 10 pounds of grain, the one grain that you gave to God was your tithe before God. In other words, this definition of tithing is literally means giving one-tenth of anything. And so the question that really we need to understand is why do we tithe? Why it has to be part of our own Christian practice? I'm going to share you a couple of reasons why based from gleaning from the scripture this morning. Well, first, we tithe because it is rooted in the scripture. It's in the Bible. It was a requirement actually in the Old Testament law in which Israelites were given, as I've said, a tithing from their crops that they grew and the livestock that they raised in the tabernacle or in the temple. It was found on Leviticus 27. It's on Numbers 18. It's on Deuteronomy chapter 14 and in 2 Chronicles 31. If someone would be asking you about where in the world tithing is, I mean, it's really in the Bible. It's right there. And the Old Testament law required Israelites to tithe at different times for different purposes, whether it's supporting the Levites, as what we have heard, or celebrating feasts, or caring for the poor, for which we're going to hear later on. But some of you may be asking, well, Pastor, you keep on quoting us Old Testament, but you never quoted anything from the New Testament. What about in the New Testament? Well, exactly, that's where the confusion comes in, because the New Testament practice of tithing was not really put in the language of the word tithing, but it's more on proportional giving. It was actually embedded on 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 to 2. That was a pretty much concise teaching of the subject. And here's what it says. This is what Paul had written. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, you should follow the directions I gave to the churches in Galatia. So Paul is talking here to the community, the Christian community in Galatia. On the first day of the week, each of you is to put aside and save whatever extra you earn so that collections need not be taken when I come. So this is what Paul had said to the Galatian community. In other words, this very New Testament thing, teaching, you got to give first regularly. First day of every week. And not only that, what the New Testament says in here, to give it with personal, as personal gift, as a personal sacrificial giving. Each one of you, the Bible says. And the third, you must give proportional. So perhaps we're going to be thinking, what does proportional means? In Christian giving, proportional means is that whatever you've been blessed, you give a portion of that to God. For example, if you've been blessed with more, you give what? You give more. If you receive little blessing financially and materially, then whatever proportion of that, that would be your gift to God. So we tithe because it's rooted in the scripture. But not only that, we tithe because this is, and I believe this is one of the most important things, we tithe because this is our act of worship to God. You know, when I was growing up in the Philippines, every time I give even my time and my energy and my gifts, I don't connect that. I was not able to connect that to my relationship with God because I was very infant, or I would say very immature in my own relationship with God. But I did realize later on that tithing is connected to worship. Long before Moses received the law, Abraham and Jacob practiced giving to God. They practiced giving back to God. Abraham gave a tenth of his spoil to Melchizedek in Genesis 14, and Jacob vowed to dedicate a portion of this wealth. And both of their acts flowed from gratitude out of their worship to a God who blessed them so much. And their action reveal really the biblical truth that tithing is an act of worship to God. I've been reminded of what the Gospel of Matthew 16:21, for where your treasure is, there where your heart will also be. We tithe because we want our heart to be where our treasure is. Or vice versa. We want our treasure to be where our heart is. Not only that tithing is rooted in scripture, and not only that it is an act of worship to God, But tithing is a way to us to trust God. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, as the children of Israel prepared to enter the promised land, they were instructed, and listen to this church, to bring everything that God command to the place that the Lord God will choose as a dwelling for his name. In other words, they are being instructed by God to bring their offerings, their sacrifices, and their donation and all their gifts. And perhaps you would ask, why would God ask Israelites to do those stuff? God is not in need of the tithes. Why would God ask the Israelites to do such a thing? Perhaps God does not need our tithes. Rather, the practice of tithing is not for his sake, but for our sake. As people crossed the promised land, they were being called to trust God in a new way. God asked them to give an amount of or to give some kind of a gift or sacrificial giving that could bless their community in a very significant way, along with the offerings beyond the tithes that would be given as well. See, the people of Israel, God is testing them of whether they will trust God all the way as they go and enter into the promised land. Isn't that what the Lord is also inviting us as we practice our Christian life today? That whenever God tests us, he wants to test our trust in him. Malachi chapter 3, I love the way that Malachi said it here. Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And hear this, church. Test me in this, says the Lord, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you have not have any room enough for it. Think about those moments in life wherein this Malachi chapter 3:10 becomes a reality in your day-to-day life. And how God invited you and me to test his faithfulness through giving. That when you give your tithe to God, you declare trust in his provision in a tangible way to honor with what he already have given to you. So we tithe because we trust God. And we tithe to help others as well and expand the kingdom of God. In the Bible here, the practice of tithing is not just to support the worship life of Israel, but also to take care of the most vulnerable in the society. Here in this text this morning, tithing was able to be used to support the work of the temple by caring for the orphans, for those widows, and for those who are from other nations who are living in Israel. In other words, the tithes become not just to support inwardly, but to support externally. It reminds us also of the way how God has using this church and all many Christian churches today to do the work of God beyond the doors, beyond the walls of the church, whether it's in mission outreach, whether becoming hands and feet of Christ, whether serving on mission trips, all these kind of things. We tithe to help others and to expand the kingdom of God. But second to the last, we also tithe because we give ourselves to God out of obedience. Isn't it that when we tithe, we are obedient to God? We follow what he says. We follow his instructions. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Generosity allows us to care for one another during times of need and also then to be cared for by others in our own times of need. The tithing is also a way for us to demonstrate our obedience to God. And finally, we tithe because there's more after this life than there is in this life. I believe that each time we give to the Lord, we're laying up treasures in heaven. We're investing on something that is eternal, that is beyond this life. Think about the saints of the church that have helped us build this church. Why do you think they have done that? Recently, I had the chance to be with some of you. We put those lights at the cemetery right across this church. I've seen all these family names that were on the tombstone. It reminds me of those saints of the church that have helped us lay the foundation. They gave so much, not just of their tithes. They gave their time, their presence, their gifts, their service, their witnesses. I think they gave because they are part of something that is eternal. The Bible says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were so, not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That means all of us are passing through in this side of life. Whatever we invested here, it has an eternal consequence and implications. So church, as we close this word of God today, and as we prepare ourselves for the commitment Sunday next week, as what Daryl help us articulated, my prayer is that God will speak to us and the Holy Spirit will continue to nudge us to respond to his invitation. What is my commitment to you, O God? And how I continue on to practice living a life of generosity. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this beautiful body of Christ that is here this morning. And I thank you for the word that we have just heard. Help us, O God, not just to practice this spiritual discipline of tithing, but also to give what is in our hearts. But truly, tithing is all about what's in our hearts. Our relationship with you is really what matters. Help us to continue on to grow and deepen our faith as we listen to your word, as we study your word of God, as we engage ourselves to be the body of Christ. And help us as we prepare for our commitment Sunday next week, as we respond to your invitation on what percentage of my income is God calling me to give for 2026. We pray this in your name. Amen.